Welcome. This is The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Score a free pool when you build with Celebration Homes on select lots.
In the meantime, I want to take you back to Tuesday for a moment. Tuesday afternoon's show. You'll recall I mentioned that I'd come across a video uploaded to a Facebook group that I run. Here's a snippet of that video. This is Mix 94.5 listener Jacqueline sharing some news.
My message to everybody is just go and do it, because you just never know what's going to happen. And I can say that from experience, because I went and had my mammogram done Wednesday the 5th of February 2019. I was diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer.
Now, Jacqueline was brave enough to come on the air that afternoon and share what happened. And she spoke about the moment she first found out that she had stage 1 breast cancer.
I was shocked, Pete. It was the last thing that I was expecting, you know. The first mammogram I've ever had. And so it was really disbelief. But then I thought, wow, they kept saying to me, we're so glad you've done this, because you are only in the first stages of this early breast cancer, and this is the best time, if you're going to catch it, to catch it.
Now, the reason why Jacqueline was so emphatic about sharing her message was because the pink slip, as you heard, she mentioned she went and got the mammogram done in February, so just, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And she actually received the pink slip saying to her, go and get it done. You've just turned 50. You know, this is a little message, just a reminder. Back in June of last year, you know, so her point was, I was incredibly lucky. Go out there, catch it early. And the phones erupted that afternoon with Perth people, you sharing your stories of having caught the disease early. It was an amazing afternoon. But back to Jack's interview for a moment, she finished on this note.
Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing it. I just, if I can help save one person at least, if one person's got that slip and they haven't been, just go and do it.
One person. All right. How good's this? Last night I received this and I just wanted to read it because it goes to show, you know, what it's meant to people listening, and the fact that Jacqueline, if you are listening, your message has gotten through. This has popped through, and this was actually from Jacqueline last night. She goes, had the most awesome message today. Wanted to share with you. A friend of mine on Facebook sent it to me this afternoon, so I'm feeling the message is getting out there. Mission accomplished. And this is what her friend's message says. Hey, Chicky, just wanted to let you know what happened at work today. I was speaking to a few of my work colleagues and they had heard you speaking on the radio. Well, long story short, they have all booked breast scans because of you. They wanted to pass on their prayers and best wishes to you and also say what an inspiration you are. I said they were so right and that you're amazing and a huge inspiration to so many women. Also, just so you know, I'm booked in too to have my scan on Friday. Just incredible stuff. So I just wanted to throw it out there. Well done, Jack.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Dan, the internet joins me now.
That is so good.
What's happening online, mate?
Well, Pete, every now and then the people of Perth deliver
in
spades to an internet like myself. And today, you actually alerted me to this, but today we found this story.
Don't break the fourth wall.
What? Well, no, I'm willing to share the credit when due. And you came to me and said, Dan, you've got to talk about this today.
Okay.
And it's a bloke in Iluka who is advertising at the moment a souped up shopping trolley that, quite frankly, is fully sick.
Fully sick?
A fully sick souped up shopping trolley.
Amazing.
This guy's custom built this thing. So I think he's just got the shell of the trolley.
Yeah.
And then added, like, it's a go-kart.
It's a go-kart.
As a trolley.
We need the appropriate music for this.
Ah!
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart,
okay,
yes.
So, shopping trolley. Have you got the specs?
I've got the spec. But so, hey. And this is listed. So, all on mix.com.au and at our Facebook page. People can go and check this thing out. A 6.5 horsepower built motor. Straight header pipe that shoots flames.
blah, blah, blah.
It's got slick racing tyres.
Yeah.
A cup holder. That's important.
That's brilliant.
Hydraulic motorbike disc brake, LED LED headlights, colour-changing LED underglow kit.
This was the coolest part. Like, it literally was something out of the Fast and the Furious.
And a 12-volt cigarette socket.
Can we clap that person? Well done, sir.
For the times you can't reach into your pocket and get your lighter, just chuck it into your socket.
Or, you know, if you want to charge your phone.
That's true.
What a great idea.
Oh, man. So it's the Mix Facebook page, Mix 94.5 on Facebook. You'll find it there, the link. It is hilarious. Got some other stuff too. Pink's new songs. She released it last night via a lyrical video. We've got it online. It's fantastic.
Mm.
And it's going off.
Number one on iTunes, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And anyone who's a big fan of Matt's Hits from Your Hoods from The Big Breakfast, tomorrow morning there is a banger dropping about Subiaco. I've done it. It's ready to go.
Yep.
I can't release it to the world till tomorrow, though, okay. So go and check it out.
Banger. Tell me which one of his songs isn't a banger, though.
Yeah, well,
they're all great.
Yeah, good, but this one's particularly good.
Hey, really quickly, you and I, people listening, will probably know.
Yeah, of course.
We do a little gaming podcast called Game On Australia.
Yep.
Game On AUS, if you want to go and check it out. But we thought we'd bring something up this week because it's starting to get a little bit of mainstream media coverage.
Yes.
Right? So parents, if you're listening, this one's for you in particular.
Yep.
Usually your kids would be talking about a game called Fortnite, Battle Royale, 100 people spawn into a game and it's last one standing.
Never heard of it, Pete.
Yeah, sure. this guy plays it. A new one is emerging, all right, over the last couple of weeks. It was launched about 2 weeks ago. Now, in that 2 weeks, it's garnered 25 million concurrent users.
Yes.
Okay, so it's grown very, very quickly. Everybody's calling it the Fortnite killer. You may have actually seen it pop up in news bulletins over the past sort of week or so as information on this starts to ramp up. The reason why we're talking about it is because there are some differences. It's called Apex Legends, right? And a lot of parents out there, their kids around about 12, 13, 14 have started getting into these Battle Royale games.
Yep.
Fortnite, fair enough. It's got an M rating.
Yep.
So, you know, if your kids are... they're playing it, maybe adult supervision, sure, right? But it's very cartoony. You play it a lot.
I play it a lot. Very cartoony. I wouldn't recommend if they're 12 to 14 joining in with chat stuff, you know, with the headset.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah,
and
just, yeah.
And that's
keep
when
that
the parental kicks in. But playing it, it's very cartoon violence type stuff, which we grew up with Looney Tunes and stuff.
Yeah, of course. If your kids start talking about Apex Legends, look into it. So it's got into classifications, MA 15+. It's a little bit more gory, a little bit more mature.
And as a guy that, you know, I love gaming as you do, Pete, but I'd be a bit worried if I had 12 to 14-year-olds looking at this game. I'd certainly have a chat with them at least.
So Apex Legends, if your kids are gamers, maybe have a chat to them about it. It's probably something they're on. Dan, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Can I just say I'm just a little bit pumped for AFLX? Is it wrong? It feels like it's wrong to say that. Everybody's canning it, but I'm actually really looking forward to it. If you haven't heard of AFLX, it's the AFL's way of bringing some future to the current game, right? I know there's that thing that always gets thrown out. Why do they have to muck around with the current game? Well, they're not. I mean, let's call a spade here. They're not actually mucking around with the regular season. That's going to stay as it is. But I don't know. I don't mind the idea of the season, the preseason, being something a little bit different. I think it makes it a little bit exciting. I saw the live stream a few weeks ago where the four different captains all chose their team. It was a bit long in the tooth, but it seemed like a bit of fun. If you haven't heard about it, players play this on a square field. There's four teams. It's shorter team rosters, quicker game times, different rules. There is one change, though, that they've made that's been announced that I am genuinely excited for. The coin toss, they're starting to muck around with that a little bit. You might have seen in the Big Bash League, they changed the coin toss to a flip of the bat, which ended in all sorts of disaster. Like, there's a great video online where you can see the different bat tosses or bat flips where people almost got hit, cameramen, all that sort of stuff. They got to work on that stuff. They're pretty good at the game. They got to work on that stuff. But when it comes to AFLX, the coin toss is going to be rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. You can imagine at the beginning of the match, before they actually start, the way that they're going to do this and the whole reason that they are doing it is that the selection game will determine the way teams kick for all seven of the matches, including the grand final at the end of the night. But rock, paper, scissors, there's going to be Fife standing with the other guys. They're going to have a mini rock, paper, scissors tournament. It's going to be brilliant. By the way, if you haven't actually had a chance to look any deeper into AFLX, here's some great audio from a promo that I found.
AFL. Seven players, different shape, field, nothing at stake.
Sensational.
AFLX. Footy as you know it, but not as you know it. Four new teams with shit names, including one that's a little bit indigenous-y, to prove how far we've come with reconciliation. AFLX. It's the sort of footy you watch and go, I think it's footy. It's the sort of footy that makes you think Gillon McLachlan is completely out of ideas.
Slapped it on the boots.
AFLX. Why? Well, we're not actually sure.
God, kind of sounds like Matt Dutinsky from The Big Breakfast. I don't know. Maybe I'm not so interested tomorrow night.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Mandy and Yanjabub, hello.
Hello there.
Hello there. How are you?
Oh, a lot better now.
Oh, that's good. It sounds a bit windy where you are.
Oh, I'm just at the Melville pool.
You're at the pool on an afternoon like this?
Yep, I picked the right day.
Oh, well. Hey, let's move on with this. $100 Crown gift card coming your way for being the correct caller.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And time to get you into the running for the 50K giveaway. You just need to answer a simple true or false question about last night's episode of Channel 7's My Kitchen Rules. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, your question is... Overall, the boys ended up with a final score of 69, placing them at the bottom of the leaderboard. Is that true or false?
Oh, definitely false.
Definitely false?
Yep.
Nah. It was true.
It was true?
Yeah. Overall, the boys ended up with a final score of 69, placing them at the bottom of the leaderboard.
I thought they did well. Oh, my goodness. My husband said, let's watch the scoring. And I said to him, you'll end up seeing it next week. Would you believe that?
No! Oh, Mandy.
Husband would have known the answer.
Yeah, well, you got the $100 Crown gift card. In the meantime, you can enjoy that, okay?
I'm very thankful for that. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And have fun at the
pool.
It
does pay to watch right to the end.
It really does pay to watch right to the end. You're absolutely right. Couldn't have said it better myself, and that's going to end up in a promo. Thank you so much.
But thank you again.
Mandy, have a great arvo. Enjoy the pool.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
How long has it been since you've had a job? And I want to know why. And this isn't about bashing the economy. It's not about bashing potential employers out there, and you may remain anonymous. This is about the reasons why. What are you facing out there? What are you facing in terms of employment in Perth right now? This off the back of this story that's appeared in the West today. Western Australia's unemployment rate has hit its equal highest level in 17 years, jumping from 6.4% to 6.8% over January. Chief Economist Bill Evans over at Westpac is now predicting the Reserve Bank may actually be forced to cut interest rates by 0.5% by November, which actually puts the official cash rate down to its lowest ever. It's never been this low. 1%. The news comes a day after WA Premier Mark McGowan set himself an ambitious target of creating 150,000 new jobs within 5 years. And this is off the back of, apparently, our mining sector having a bit of a resurgence. In a speech on Wednesday, Mr. McGowan said his government would generate at least 150,000 new jobs by 2023-24. That's still a ways off. We've still got a few years until we get to that. How does that affect you? His previous target, by the way, was $50,000. That's what happened in the last election, and he was elected. Now, here we are. He's going to treble it to 150,000. I would love to hear from somebody who's in the know as to where that number comes from. Is that actually reasonable? Can you get 150,000 new jobs by 2023-24 here in Perth? It's been a long time since we've bounced back, but I want to hear from you. 133353, how long has it been since you've had a job? And as I said, you can remain anonymous. And I'm not out there, not here to try and get you on and go, that long, eh? Get off your bum. No, it's not about that. I actually want to know the reasons why. I want to know the sincere reasons why. Why are you finding it hard to find work? Is it because there aren't enough jobs around? Is it a skills shortage? Actually, that's the other way around, isn't it? Maybe too many people with the same skills around.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
How long has it been since you've had a job? Western Australia's unemployment rate has hit its equal highest level in 17 years, jumping from 6.4% to 6.8% in January. I want to know how long it's been since you've had a job, because I want to know the reasons why. It's not about telling you to go and get one. I want to know the reasons why, and I really appreciate the amount of calls we've gotten through. Mary in Fremantle, how long has it been?
Well, I came back from overseas, and I was a few years looking for work. How many
do you mean by a few years?
About five.
Yep.
And then because I'd reached the magic age of 60, I was put on the scrap heap, you know, yet I'm highly skilled, a huge amount of experience. And so at the moment, just a week ago, I was working 2 days a week in a managerial position, and now I'm down to 1 day a week, which you can't live on that kind of money.
No.
So it's underemployment too that's the important thing. It's not just unemployment. It's people who statistically are shown to be working, like me, but it's not affordable.
Yeah, and you make a really interesting point, given the age thing, Mary, because, I mean, what retirement's age 67. So are you still a little ways off that just yet?
I think for men it's... I'm approaching it. Yes,
you're approaching it. Okay, so yes, you're in this sort of grey area, and
yes,
we're going to have that problem a lot more as time goes on, particularly now in WA, because we have an aging population. We hear it all the time. So, this is just I don't quite know what to say, and it's just hard to hear that sort of thing, because you sound like someone who sounds incredibly energetic and enthusiastic, and like you have so much to give.
I'm fit as a fiddle. I'm capable. I'm mentally alert. I've got a huge amount of skills, yet I have that. It's honestly, it is a barrier. It is you've hit a brick wall.
Yeah.
When you're over 60, when you hit 60, it's like you're suddenly, you've had a brain drain or something. I don't know what people perceive, but it is a barrier.
Mary, I appreciate your call this afternoon. Thanks.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye.
Colin in Balga. 3 years, hey?
Yeah, 3 years.
And what's the reason why that you're quite, you're getting to the point where you just can't nail down a job?
Well, I've got 3 part-time jobs.
Yep.
And I work 7 days a week.
Yeah.
But I can't get a full-time job because I can't use a computer. I got no email or anything like that.
Yeah.
And everybody advertises or whatever it is on online or whatever they do or stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've always gone through the West Australian.
Yeah, okay. So for you, it's more of a matter of just being able to connect, actually having the opportunity to get to those places where people are advertising all their jobs. Again, this may come down to that whole thing of aging population and skills transferring and all that. It's far out. It must be scary getting to that point.
Score a free pool when you build with Celebration Homes on select lots.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3 on Perth's Mix 94.5.